This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to another hour of What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Thank you for that, by the way, whether you're listening on the mothership, 550 K-Fire, the legendary voice of the Northern Plains. Maybe it's on AM 1100, the flag, the 50,000-watt patriotic blowtorch of the Red River Valley, KLTC on the western edge in Dickinson, KTGO, Tioga, Stanley, Powers Lake, Crosby, Battleview, Columbus. What am I missing? Old Williston. Yeah, that's right. Old Watford City. That's right. Yeah. The Patch. Very productive part of our great state of North Dakota. Most of the last how many years? Glad to have you along. You can also remember, take us with you wherever you are. We have a lot of snowbirds. I think there's a lot of snowbirds still stuck in Arizona. Snow's gone here, but there's still...
All that I know have returned now. They're all back.
They did their quarantine thing, huh?
Yep. Yeah. They were a little worried. My neighbor actually goes down to Phoenix. He was coming back. He was a little worried, so they stayed kind of off the beaten path.
What did you say, Todd?
I was going to say, there might be a few. Like I said, the ones I know are back, but wouldn't surprise me if there's a few that are going, no, just wait till this crap is over.
There you go. Anyway, a lot of those snowbirds, when they are gone, are listening on the iHeartMedia app, or the AM1100, the Flag app. Just take us with wherever you're at. Crystal clear, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It's the way to go, for sure. I have a question for you in a moment, so I'm going to give you the telephone number for you to call. Also, a number you can text us, a couple of those, and an email as well to answer this question today. Then I'll tell you who we're planning to have for guests as we go throughout the program today. And what else? We'll just get to it, I guess. So 800-228-0550, toll-free telephone number. Call us from wherever you're listening, 800-228-0550. You can also text me, 701-367-2054, or Todd at 701-226-8503. You can email studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. The show is called What's On Your Mind, so literally whatever is on your mind is fair game. Call us. Let us know if we can help with something, if we can get the word out about something, whatever it is. We appreciate you very much. So don't be afraid to call about anything, even if it's not what we're talking about at the moment. But here's something that's just been sticking with me. We're in this in-between kind of time, when we've had sort of the, this total disruption and shutdowns and, nothing's normal. Now into that, let's begin to open up phase, and then we hope it returned to some form of normalcy soon, right? And one of the issues I've seen that come up here that concerns me just a tad bit is the fact that if you make $60,000 a year at your job or less, 60, 59, 58, whatever. You're a $30,000 a year employee. It's a good salary. If you're on unemployment right now, you're making more than that. Anybody making $60,000 a year or less is making more on unemployment right now. That is largely because, pardon me?
For a while. I mean, that's not going to last forever.
Otherwise, true.
We'd go ahead and get fired from our jobs if we knew that was going to be around a while.
Well, right now, the extra $600 a week is the reason. This is a response to the pandemic that came from the federal government. No sense going over this again, but if you remember, we had a plan on recovery that was crafted between Republicans and Democrats in the Senate. Very little staff there, just the actual members sitting down. Kevin Cramer described this as it was happening over that weekend. And they put forward a package, and as soon as they did that, Nancy Pelosi said, not so fast. I want to do some other things, like unemployment. Let's give extra money out. After all, it's not her money, so why not give it out? she can be the one to do it. Now, currently, the unemployment package with this extra $600 a week, which is why anybody making $60,000 a year or less makes more money on unemployment right now, is that extra $600. Todd's right. It doesn't last forever. Right now, it ends July 31st. That's when it's going to shut down, July 31st. However, Nancy Pelosi is up to her usual little tricks. And, you know, the president wants a payroll tax cut, which would help employers and employees, and also some infrastructure. So what does she want? $600 a week for everybody on unemployment through the end of the year. So, here's my question.
Why not 1,200?
Yeah, I know. I know. Here's my question. Do we want North Dakota to be a place where you can make more on unemployment than you do at your job?
So a welfare state.
Just answer that question. I realize it's because of the pandemic that it's here, and it won't be there forever, but right now we're in this in-between position again where businesses need people. And every day I hear new stories about people who are finding ways not to be available when that call comes from their employer, which we can set that aside for a second because I think they have some ways they're dealing with that. In fact, I believe Brian Klipfel, who heads up the unemployment in addition at WSI right now, has told us they've set up a special number for employers who have employees they want back who happen to be on unemployment but are not responding. So they're working on a plan. I'm just talking about philosophy. I'm just talking about whether this is the kind of government payment we think is doing proper in the middle of a pandemic. Do we want North Dakota to be a place where you make more money on unemployment than you do working? We can talk about a lot of ways to fix this, but I'm going to start with the philosophy. And I would really like to hear from people on unemployment from your perspective. Maybe I'm missing something. Maybe I'm all wet. You just let me know. Mandan, we go first. And Julius, you're on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Julius.
Yes, I am one of those people that is on unemployment. I'm in transportation, and I'm told that I don't have a job until August. Maybe, so far.
Are you making more on unemployment than you would if you were working at your transportation job, Julius?
No, I have to pay out of my pocket my health care now, $700 a month. Unemployment pays about half of your salary.
Well, there is
the extra. Answer is no.
With the extra $600 a week.
Right. That comes me close to what I was making in salary.
But you still got to pay for your insurance.
I got to pay for my health insurance.
Yeah, all right. So in your case, that seems to be, okay, it's, I can't go back to work till August. That's when they're going to take me.
Right.
My salary and my health insurance cost me more than I get from unemployment, so it's no sweet deal for you.
No. Plus, I go in every week and check with my boss, see how everything's going.
Because you'd go back to work in July. You want to let them know you're...
Oh, I went to work a month ago.
There's the answer.
Yeah. Well, you're not the kind of guy we're talking about, Julie.
Right, not at all.
I know, but if this thing runs out, what am I going to use for health insurance until I go back?
You're going to go backwards. Yep. You're going to go backwards.
That's right.
Now, the question is how many people are in that category?
I don't know.
But that's why I'm asking.
The governor does have the choice of, if you don't go back, you don't even answer your phone, the employer can knock you off the unemployment.
Yeah, and that's where I think maybe this gets fixed.
Yes.
Because then you're cheating. Then you're hiding. Then you're playing games. If if they're looking for you and you're not responding or coming up with an excuse that you don't feel safe or whatever, we're going to have to ferret that out. No easy deal. Interesting perspective. Thank you, Julius. Appreciate it.
You bet. Bye.
Take care. Jim and Bismarck, you're next on What's On Your Mind.
Yes, hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, one thing I think that people aren't considering is with these schools closed, you have a lot of single moms, single dads around with kids, and they have these kids at home. A lot of the daycares are closed, so they have nobody to send their kids. So if they go back to work, they leave their kids home alone. If they don't go back to work, they lose the unemployment and can't feed their family. So, like, they're in this really bad predicament. So I think if the governor would open the schools, you wouldn't have these people not answering their phone and not wanting to go back to work, because what are they supposed to do?
Well, if there was such a thing as a Governor Scott Hannon, there would have been schools reopened. I don't understand it. I really don't.
Well, here we have an election coming up, so.
And one other thing.
Yes.
Why hasn't the governor got a COVID test like everyone else?
Do we know he hasn't?
Yes, I know he has not. Oh. Ask him today, and he'll tap down.
All right. I'll happily answer.
Anyway, the media briefing tomorrow. There won't be one today, but.
We have the governor on the program, though, today. Governor Doug Burgum will join us at 10:30 today on the program. Yeah, Doug Goring, too, and more. Stay tuned.
Our region has a deep tradition of supporting conservation, where we're taught to leave a place better off than we found it. We know that our land, our air, and our water are precious resources, which is why the coal industry has been nationally recognized for preserving, protecting, and enhancing our land by reclaiming more than 20,000 acres once mining is finished. That land is used to hunt, fish, and feed the world. That same resourcefulness that's used to reclaim land is now being put to use to capture non-toxic emissions, including carbon dioxide from power plants. Researchers at the University of North Dakota are working to explore geology to store the carbon dioxide safely deep underground, where it will stay permanently. This next-generation technology will not only enhance our nation-leading clean air standards, but protect 15,000 good-paying jobs by using homegrown energy resources. Learn more at www.secureenergyfuture.org/CCUS.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
I'm Jim, I'm IndieFlagpoleGuy.com, and I invite you to my exciting web and local television series, The Flagpole Guy Chronicles. We're documenting historical events of patriotism all across the Fruited Plains, stories of faith, hope, and love, celebrating the American experience and the American dream. Join me on YouTube. Or check your local listings. And thank you.
American-made flags and flagpoles installed by an American patriot. Call Jim at 701-571-FLAG or visit ndflagpoleguy.com today.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is What's on Your Mind, also known as the cheap seats. These are the cheap seats, right? You know, when you're sitting in the cheap seats up top of the stadium and you say, gosh, how does he miss that ball?
Oh,
come on!
Yeah.
I could have caught that. My mother could have caught that. My grandma could have caught that. I raised that only because of,
plug-in and theme and having to do with the
A little cheap seats for you.
Dental cheap seats. Yeah, exactly right. So I raised that because of my comment about the schools reopening. And the caller who said, you know, what a challenge that is now with having, you know, to go back to work and then schools are not back. And I just was of the opinion that schools needed a little bit of, kids needed a little bit of normal to end the year. And if you're going to have all these new protocols next year, you know, try some things, do some things, find out how we can do this now, this year, but whatever. The decision's been made and it's over and done with. So it's easy from the cheap seats. All I'm saying. Very easy from the cheap seats.
For governor is,
yeah, it does. It means that I'm not. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Never. Anyway, let's see here. My Pillow. Let's talk about My Pillow a moment. My friend Mike Lindell took the factory and said, we have a need in this country. The need is for masks. We are going to produce masks, and we are going to donate them as in free, as in giveaway, to hospitals. So not only do they make the masks, they ship them out, find out who's in need, who's in short supply. Isn't that amazing? Incredible. That's what they do. That's the kind of guy Mike Lindell is, which is why I think all of us want to say thank you for that kind of effort in the middle of this COVID pandemic, and we get the benefit of MyPillow products, like that fantastic MyPillow towel set, these two giant bath towels, 30 by 56, good-sized hand towels, 16 by 30, couple of washcloths, 13 by 13, white stone, mineral gray, ocean blue, or royal purple, and they're towels that actually work. That's why they added this line, because towels from big box stores, they're all oily and, you know, fashioner and the like.
Well, they don't absorb water. I mean, they feel kind of neat to the touch, but that's not what a towel's for.
I want it to absorb water. Is that too much to ask? I don't want the lotiony soft kind of, you know, that whole
thing. Exactly. That's kind of gross.
Look at that. Ooh, nice pink color.
Like that all over you.
Yeah. Well, if you like the color, you know, put it in a frame and put it on the wall, but I want a towel that, you know, actually does the trick. And they have a lot of buy one, get one specials on the towels, on the My Giza Dream Sheets, as well as, of course, the pillows and the pet pillows. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. A lot of good deals. Buy one, get one on almost everything right now. So check it out. MyPillow.com or call 800-506-9028. Jesse and Hayes. Oh, by the way, Congressman Kelly Armstrong, too. So bottom of the hour here, we have Doug Goring, Ag Commissioner, talk about some of the things that came up yesterday, specifically on euthanizing swine. So check with Doug and all of that. And top of the hour, Congressman Kelly Armstrong. Bottom of next hour, Governor Doug Burgum, who's been joining us weekly on this, through this entire endeavor, which has been great. Jesse and Hayes are next, then Jeff and Jamestown.
Morning, Scott. Just listening to your last couple callers and comments, you know, the unemployment deal, like this guy in Mandan that's in the transport, it's basically trying to make him whole because of the way the unemployment is paying his insurance. And that's fine. You know, as far as people evading work so that they make more, which I don't know how they could technically make more even with the $600, especially with the way the insurance thing is working.
Well, yeah. I mean, I'll just do the math for you. The average okay. North Dakotan, the average unemployment benefit in total right now is, I could pull up the exact number from Brian Cliffell, but it's over $4,000 a month.
Wow.
Between the two. So,
the point that you brought up, though, about how President Trump wants to do some payroll tax reduction to help everybody out. You know, my household, for example, my wife was told that she needed to work from home for about 4.5 weeks. So she did. And I'm in a position with my job where I have flexible hours. So we kept our girls home with us. And they're not in school right now, obviously, because apparently we're not doing school for the rest of the year. But during school, them girls take the town bus to daycare for about an hour and 45 minutes a day until my wife or I can pick them up at 5 o'clock. So our daycare bill runs $150 to $170 a month during school. Well, now all of a sudden, them girls are in daycare 9 hours a day, 5 days a week. My daycare bill's over $1,000. So I think you're right in the fact that the working people need some relief here too. Whether you're making $20,000 or $120,000, there's all kinds of extra expenses that are coming up that people are not prepared for. I know a lot of people in this situation where all of a sudden they're running into extra daycare costs if they're lucky enough to have their daycare still open. So I really like the idea of payroll tax relief so that everybody gets some benefit that's out there still working and keeping our economy going.
Interesting point. Appreciate that perspective as well, Jesse. Thanks. And I think that the president is not going to give up on that. He has a lot of people, even some Republicans, have said it's not going to happen. Might as well stop talking about it. He doesn't stop talking about it. So that's what we love about him. Jeff in Jamestown, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
I'd like your same enthusiasm for the profiteering in food and meat by food companies. One of my customers in southern Minnesota is killing 200, 320-pound hogs a day and putting them in a hole because Smithfield called force majeure on his contract for an unknown amount of time. It could be, who knows? And we're wasting food, yet I go to the store and bacon is off the chart. Eggs are $4 for an 18-pack, and hamburgers just as much as you can gouge. Cargill, so we had a load of fat steers on, called a half hour on the road. Nope, take them back, can't take them. Force majeure, too bad. Yet beef is still high. Box beef is cruising at 350. It usually hovers around 180 to 240. Do you not see any collusion or profiteering here?
Well, there's, of course, there's an investigation underway on that right now.
Heard that and heard it most of my life. I didn't like it when they sold Smithfield in 2013 and Justice Department green rubber stamped it. Oh, it's a good deal.
Yeah, no, I share your frustration on that, but we do know yesterday we talked to Dickinson Stockyard that had received calls from the Department of Justice about it and set up a meeting to answer questions, I guess. So at least this is the Department of Justice known to be, in the middle of an investigation on this, but I do hear you. That's been said before. It's been said before. We should negotiate. We should investigate, and it doesn't happen. So tell me again, box beef. Just tell me one more time before I let you do your one more thing. Box beef, you said, is 350?
Last I heard it was 350, and it usually cruises from that 180 to 240.
Got it.
It's
yeah.
off the chart. This is market manipulation and profiteering, plain and simple. Number two, when you have Armstrong on, ask him if USDA is ever going to admit to the amount of preventive plant in last year's corn. Now, it's been a year. We're waiting. Are they going to do it or not?
Is who going to do it?
USDA. Are they going to tell how many acres of corn didn't get planted last year on preventive plant or not?
Yeah, okay.
All right?
I will ask him. Thank you, sir. Doug Goring coming up. Your calls for him, welcome. State Egg.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins and Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins and Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free, no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said on ABC's This Week that there are enormous signs that the novel coronavirus outbreak started at a biomedical laboratory in Wuhan, China, the city where cases first exploded.
I can tell you that there is a significant amount of evidence that this came from that laboratory in Wuhan.
A report from the Department of Homeland Security claims the Chinese government intentionally concealed the severity of COVID-19 from the international community, starting
in January when it stockpiled medical supplies by both increasing imports and decreasing exports. And Pompeo said the president is ready to make them pay when the time is right.
Classic communist disinformation that created enormous risk. And now you can see hundreds of thousands of people around the world, tens of thousands in the United States have been armed. President Trump is very clear. We're going to hold those responsible accountable. We'll do so on a timeline that is our own.
This is USA Radio News.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But where can you find it? Online at 2020safe.net. The highest quality hand sanitizer that destroys microorganisms and prevents transmission of pathogens. Now available in a 1-liter bottle with a bonus at 2020safe.net. When you order a 1-liter bottle of our high-quality hand sanitizer, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals to natural stress, anxiety, and sleep aids, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your bonus free 30-count bottle of Immune Booster. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
One Tuesday a month, we get to talk about drones, planes, and people. You know that, don't you?
I love that conversation.
Yeah, it's kind of fun.
I want to get up there with those guys and actually watch them work and fly those things.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure Mr. Kendall would let you talk to Tommy. Tommy will he'll bring you on the job.
Love that.
They are busy. They are going a lot of places, doing a lot of things, and, of course, allowing a lot of efficiency as well from folks. So, anyway, join us for that. EyeSight RPV Services, one of our fine sponsors. Grand Sky, the other. And we look forward to next Tuesday. That'll be our Drones, Planes, and People weekly segment. Here's something I just heard on Fox about a discussion we're going to tackle with Doug Goring here today. Ag Commissioner next up on the program, but I wanted folks that have maybe not been following this. What I really enjoy about this, we've been talking about this for a long time on this program. We've been hearing directly from ranchers for a long time, and it's hit mainstream. And I don't know if it's the coronavirus pandemic or, meat costs or whatever, but just listen to this quick report and then we'll get to Doug here.
The nation's food supply, especially on meat. Now, cattle ranchers say they're taking a big financial hit and are placing much of the blame on the big meat packing companies. So to get into all this, Mike Tobin is in Chicago with more details. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Ed. You may have seen that Costco is one store that's limiting meat purchases because there's less meat making it to the retailer, and as a result, the price has shot up dramatically. But it's not like the nation has less cattle. In fact, there's an oversupply, and that oversupply makes the price go down. And the cattle ranchers want the federal government to investigate if the guys in the middle, the meat packers, are taking advantage of a crisis to put a lot of space between what they pay for the cattle and what they sell it for. With production slowed at the meatpacking plants, cattle are backed up and the price is down.
Well, the producer can't make it on what these are getting for these calves now.
Slow production means decreased supply of finished product. The price for boxed beef has spiked. Ranchers claim the major meatpackers profit about $1,200 per head of cattle, while the rancher is losing up to $400.
There is no doubt that the packers are currently making a lot of money.
The cattleman wrote the president asking for an inquiry by the USDA and Department of Justice. We are asking for the current market volatility to be analyzed and incorporated into that ongoing investigation in the hope of identifying whether inappropriate influence occurred in the markets. Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue agreed.
We'll continue to do that to make sure there's been no collusion or criminal activity there.
The North American Meat Institute, which represents 95% of meat production in the U.S., agreed to cooperate. The CEO wrote the North American Meat Institute will continue to work with the administration to ensure that markets operate in a fair and transparent manner. Senators Mike Rounds of South Dakota and Kevin Cramer of North Dakota wrote Attorney General William Barr complaining that four major meat packers control 80% of the market. Ed?
Mike Tobin.
Mike Tobin and Ed Henry, Fox News. Doug Goring is with us. Doug is the state ag commissioner. Glad to have you back. Doug, how are you?
Hey, good morning, Scott. Doing well.
It's kind of gratifying to hear a national news report about something that has needed some attention. It's not new to us. I mean, I have to chuckle about it because all these things we've been talking about for how long. But it's,
yeah,
it's nice to know it's getting, exactly. But it seems to be getting some traction now nationally. Why?
Well, I think when you see the disparagement that exists out there, it's finally come to the forefront when you start to see livestock that can't be slaughtered. You've seen a collapse in the fat cattle market, went all the way from $1.21, $1.22 down to 81 cents at one time. Packers not purchasing livestock that are in the feedlots. We're seeing guys that, small to mid-sized feeders that are, and I know this may not sound small, but in the feeding industry where you're working on a small margin with each head of cattle you have in there, 10,000 head, they've lost $4.8 million in 6 weeks. They can't move their cattle out. A couple things that I had asked for front in the secretary's office was to look at mandatory price reporting. The more that conversations I've had with livestock producers from here to Nebraska into Kansas and over into Iowa is they are frustrated with the mandatory price reporting system that's in place. It's being manipulated. There's no transparency. There's no price discovery. And then the other thing that been requesting is we need to enforce the Packers and Stockyards Act when it comes to packer ownership of livestock. Now, in the previous administration, they made some changes to that. We appreciate it. But the reality is there was no enforcement afterwards. I believe it's 10 or 14 days that they can only own livestock before they go to their plants when they're contracting. Some people have told me that are trying to sell livestock to JBS, Tyson, National, and to Cargill have said at times they've been bold enough to say, well, we got our own stuff to kill first. And that's just, it just amazes them because they've been waiting to get a bid for 3 weeks already, and they're still sitting there saying, well, we just don't have any room for this.
You know, this investigation has been discussed for I don't know how long. We've heard, we're going to look into this. We did receive some reports from the Dickinson Stockyard that the association had received a call from the DOJ wanting to get some people together to better understand the problem. So it looks like there's actually the DOJ on the ground working this. But you have any confidence that this is going to be treated differently than it has any other time in the past, Doug?
I'm feeling like it's going to. I think there's been some momentum with the 3014, which deals with at least 30% of the those livestock that are priced or have to be priced, so that you have a solid number that you're working from. The problem is if you have so very few livestock in a price discovery system where they're actually bidding for them, and it's being reported, then it skews everything else and it allows the packers to manipulate and take advantage of the market of the livestock that are out there because the rest can be sold as turn-in cattle or formula cattle, which means you're going to turn in your cattle, they're going to get sold, but they're going to be priced next week based off the price this week. Well, if you don't even know what the price is, and if there's only a small percentage of the livestock that are even being priced and reported, you don't hear about the sweet deals where some feedlot got, some big feedlot maybe got something like $60 more a head or $3 more a hundredweight. That actually never ends up in the system or in the formula. So quite frankly, everybody's getting cheated through the system. Now I do get, because I have heard this, and I've even heard our own plants here in North Dakota say this. It is a little difficult when everybody's looking for hamburger or grind, as they call it, and you get a side that you're breaking down, and instead of going into steaks and roasts, which would be a higher cut, now it's all going into hamburger. And they say, yeah, I used to sell it for $3.70 a pound. Now I'm having to sell it for $6.99 a pound because I'm having to put everything into hamburger. I get that side of it, but still, those sides, those cuts, everything that's coming from the packers seem to be inflated in price, and yet we have producers that are being offered very little for their livestock on the backside of this.
Boy, frustrating time. We had a lot of calls yesterday about individuals that wanted to process pork that were not allowed to, and the pork that was destined for Smithfield and the contract canceled because of their situations down there, and then no place to do it. Now, a number of people have just said it just makes no sense. We got to do something quick. What can be done so this stuff doesn't have to be wasted?
Well, that's a good question. The problem is some of our, when you look at poultry and you look at pork, you almost have to treat them like they're perishable products, you know, almost similar to dairy in a sense. You can't continue to feed them and feed them and feed them. It becomes a problem. And at that point, I guess where we've been more frustrated and disgusted is there are people out there and there are markets that they can go into and sell. And although the corporations, the companies are saying, hey, this is force majeure and, you know, it's like an act of God or war or terrorism or an epidemic, in where they want to enforce that force majeure and say, we don't have to keep with our contracts anymore. Okay, that's fine. But when you require a grower to still bring that animal to you because you are now going to kill it and bury it, and you're going to get paid from NRCS to dispose of that animal, there's something wrong with that. That animal could go into the food system, and I would say to any grower that's stuck in that position, get yourself an attorney if you are required to still deliver on a contract that they're saying they are no longer obligated to pay you for. And allow those animals to go back into the food system. I know there were calls to us where people wanted to bring animals into North Dakota and sell them at the sale barn. And I said, that's absolutely perfectly fine. The only thing is we need to know the origin, and we also need to know who the buyer or who the seller is and get a health certificate. Once we have that, those animals can come in state and they can be sold. Not a problem. But there were some complaints about, well, we're being forced to still send them to Smithfield or JBS or wherever they had a contract with. And I believe, in my mind, that's just wrong when we have consumers that are looking for them and need them.
So is there, is there another way? You told me yesterday that there were some things people could do as part of the process, to be able to get that pork, right? So there is not exactly a quick process, but something that at least could be done. Anything beyond that?
Well, it really comes down to if you know that there are some growers in Minnesota or South Dakota that have pork, have pigs, and you want to buy one, if you can purchase it over there and get it slaughtered and processed, that's fine. Otherwise, set it up so that they can come in and sell here in North Dakota, make sure there's a health certificate, buy the animal, have it processed here in North Dakota.
All right, so there is a way. It's obviously takes a few steps, but there is a way. More coming up with Doug Goyne, State Ag Commissioner. Questions or comments, welcome. A few coming in by text right now. Welcome others as we continue. Don't go away.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mixes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mixes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook.
Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
North Dakota is building stronger communities by uniting landowners and county officials and supporting more wind power for the prairie. 29 counties are seeing wind energy enhance their schools, roads, and emergency response teams. Landowners support harnessing wind to provide consistent income for 25 years. Together, we can build a better tomorrow with good jobs and stronger communities and keep our electricity rates among the lowest in the country. Paid for by North Dakotans for comprehensive energy solutions.
Let's ask Brock Walker from Blue Flint Ethanol Plant in Underwood. He's an electrical instrument technician. A little bit about the question of ag and energy coming together. What do you think you're in? Which one?
I would think we're in both. I mean, we are, providing a place for local farmers to bring their corn that they grow, and they can locally bring it to our facility. As we receive most of our corn from local farmers that truck their corn to the plant to sell. So definitely part of the ag industry in that respect, but the energy industry, we're trying to, create energy independence here, in North Dakota, so we can use the corn we grow here and create a fuel that we can use right here in the state and other places. So I'd say we're in both the energy and the ag industry.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Back to a field filled with pickup trucks. Got old Hank cranking way up now. Got coolers in the back.
Congressman Kelly Armstrong joins us after the top of the hour. Governor Doug Burgum at the bottom of the hour. Continue now with Doug Goring, State Ag Commissioner, here with questions or comments. Welcome for him at 701-258-0550. 271-1100 or text me at 701-367-2054. Texter says, currently, the local butcher shops are booked. Last week, I scheduled beef to be butchered in November and December, looking for somewhere to get animals processed now, and I can't find it. Is that a common problem, Doug?
Yeah, it's a growing problem, and maybe we didn't help the situation either. But I found a way to work within federal guidelines to offer some more flexibility to our custom exempt facilities so that they can be an agent of sort for the consumer. summer out there, you could get four families or eight families together, and that butcher could actually go out and purchase a beef animal, sell it to these eight people. These people are actually buying the animal, and they pay for the processing, and they can get the meat. That has never been allowed before, but I found ways to that are legal, and it works, where we can now do that in the state of North Dakota. And that's probably compounded the problem, too, because now we have more people out there that are going directly to our custom-exempt plants, our state facilities, and inspected facilities, and they're buying more meat directly. And they're finding out that the quality is fantastic. They're finding out that their local meat market can supply them with what they need versus what they can't always get at the store.
Texter says, how about this? Great opportunity for somebody to become a butcher and open a meat processing facility. I know it's not that simple, but how could we just come up with a North Dakota solution here to control our own destiny, a value-added solution to that? Is that doable?
Well, the only thing we've been able to do so far is facilitate a different way of doing transactions and trying to get more meat protein to the consumer. Wyoming and us are the only ones that have done this so far. I'm not sure if there's another way to do this any quicker. I suppose, on the farm we used to always process our own products, whether it was pork, whether it was chickens, or whether it was beef, and kind of had our own saws, cut our own stuff. Grant you, it was no fancy meat market, and you could go back to doing that. Just make sure that you have a clean facility when you're doing it, and I guess that's one way is do it yourself, but there's always some risk with making sure that everything is clean, sterile, and you have a way in which to keep it free of any organisms.
Bob in Bismarck for Doug Goren. Go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call.
Hi, Bob.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
You bet.
Yeah, you were talking about the origin of the animal. Is that just to come over state lines, or what is that?
Well, it's really about who's the seller. So I use that word.
How come we don't have the origin of the meat in the grocery stores, where that comes from, on the meat case?
Well, we're working within the state. We can do some things for, like, a origin from the state of North Dakota. There's some labeling requirements. There's actually a voluntary bill that's been introduced that hasn't passed in Congress to look at voluntary labeling language.
Voluntary doesn't work with these big meat companies. They don't voluntarily put a label on that stuff.
Yeah, but even at the, that's why we're even trying to work within these other facilities to make it happen. But at the national level, it's the feds actually, Congress repealed the country of origin labeling after we lost two WTO cases. But that's a federal issue.
Yeah, and why did they do that? It would have took them countries that were claiming harm 3 years in court to get it repealed. Or to get anything done through the court system, we would have another couple of years of good cattle prices, and we wouldn't be looking at giving a handout to the cattle producers right now that can't make ends meet.
Yep, I don't disagree. It's out of state's hands because it's a federal issue. We're looking at doing some things here at the state level, which would allow for origin labeling, at least from the state of North Dakota.
Bob, thanks for the call. Only a few seconds left. Doug, if you had a magic wand to say, hey, I can convince the feds this is a good idea, I think this is what our producers want, what would you do?
Oh, immediately I would have the mandatory price reporting fixed, and maybe that model would look a little bit closer to what the pork model is, but get that fixed so that we have true price discovery and get all these plants up and going, get product to the consumer, and try to balance out this whole issue of price to the producer and price to the consumer.
Appreciate the time today. Let us know if we can help in any way. This is a situation we've been talking about for a long time, and I love ideas and solutions and anything we can do to, you know, take care of these pain points right now for a very important industry. We're all over it. Thanks, Doug. Appreciate the time.
Thanks.
Doug Goring, our state ag commissioner. A lot on his plate right now. More coming up.
Tioga Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO 92.7 FM. Tioga is an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Robot Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, and Pumpkin Fest. We have a vibrant downtown Main Street and a brand new community center with new library, indoor play area, and outdoor ice skating rink. Tioga's average yearly household income is over $73,000 a year and supports nearly 140 businesses. We welcome new businesses and industries with active community groups that support business environment. Tioga is a driver of innovation and local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, electronics, coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. If you're looking for opportunity, please visit us in Tioga and experience a different point of view. Or for more information, visit www.tiogand.org. That's tiogand.org. We want you to consider Tioga, North Dakota for your business or a place to raise your family and realize your dreams.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunityforlife.com.